A popular shaila at this time of year, especially in Eretz Yisrael, is what about the soft Sephardi matzahs for Ashkenazim? I think people are maybe expecting like real pitas, which I don't think I never had these things. But my impression is they're not really that anyway. But are Ashkenazim allowed to eat the Sephardi matzahs, which are a little thicker than Ashkenazi matzahs and are soft? Is there any reason why that would be a problem? It's made from the same ingredients, baked within the right amount of time. What really should be the problem? So the Rama writes in Siman Tov Samach, Seif Dalid, that Yesh Lasos Hamatzos Rikikin V'lo Pas Ova Kishar Lechem Ki Eina Rikikin Memarin LaHachmitz, that the matzah should be made quite thin, and it shouldn't be thick like other types of bread, because if it's thin, it will not. It's less likely to become chametz. Less likely to become chametz if it's very thin. Some discuss the possibility that maybe if it's thicker, so then inside maybe it doesn't get baked properly and it becomes chametz. And that is a minog amongst Ashkenazim to have thinner matzahs than is really necessary. So does that preclude the possibility of having these kind of matzahs? So I'll just mention three approaches. So one approach is as follows, that the Rama mentions a minog based on a zahirus, due to our concern about chametz, to have thin matzahs, and the thinner the better. And therefore, if we're knowing for the last quite a number of years, quite some period of time, to have very, very thin, these thin, hard, cracker-style matzahs, then that should be considered a minog based on a concern about chametz, and therefore it would be absolutely forbidden for an Ashkenazi to have the Sephardi matzahs. That's one approach. It's quoted in the Halicha Shlomo on the footnotes in the name of Shlomo Zalman, that an Ashkenazi absolutely should not have the Sephardi matzahs. He writes that even if a person has trouble swallowing the hard matzahs due to some medical condition, so let him soak the Ashkenazi matzahs in water a little bit for a short amount of time, and it'll be a little bit softer, and then he can have that as opposed to having matzahs that were initially baked in a softer and somewhat thicker fashion. I saw online a couple of different places that Rav Yaakov Ariel also writes, unless you have a mesorah to have these softer masses, you should consider it a chashash of chametz, and absolutely, absolutely not. A second possible approach, Rav Asher Weiss has two tshuvas about this in his third chelik of Minchas Asher, Shud Minchas Asher, one about healthy people, one about people who are not so healthy. So he argues that really, Me'ikra Din, there's absolutely no problem for Ashkenazim to have the Sephardi matzahs. And he says when the Rama is talking about thinner matzahs, it doesn't mean ad kedei kach, doesn't mean quite, it has to be quite that thin. He says it shouldn't be thick kishar lechem, like other breads. But the space between the thickness of the matzahs that we have and the normal thickness of bread is quite a distance. There's quite a gap in terms of the thickness. There are poskim who speak about that it shouldn't even be the thickness of a finger. So, but still, that's much, much thicker than the matzahs we have. He points to a Rama in Siman Tov Ayin Hei, where the Rama quotes a minog that we don't really have nowadays. The minog was to make the three matzahs for the Seder from an isaron of flour. So he says, an isaron of flour, that's like a kilo, and it's more than a kilo and a half of flour. So that means each matzah is half a kilo of flour. So we're talking about an unbelievable, if you could make that into thin matzahs like the type we have, it would be unbelievably large, impossibly large. It must be that it was a lot thicker, that they would have matzahs that were much, much thicker than we have. And the Acharonim would talk about giving two kizesim from the middle matzah to each member of the family. So again, either they had very tiny, tiny kizesim and very small families, or Pashtus, he says, they had a lot of kizesim because it was much, much thicker matzahs that they added. Tosus talks about, you know, bend the matzah after you make hamotzi and then break it after Al-Khilas matzah, clearly talking about softer matzahs. So he thinks that the minog of having the soft, crackle-style matzahs, it's not even a halachic thing at all. It's an economic thing that people stopped making matzahs in their own home ovens. They started mass-producing them in factories. That means it has to be produced before Pesach, quite a while before Pesach. And if it's softer, more like bread style, if it's a softer type of matzahs, then it's just going to get moldy. Without refrigeration, without freezer, it'll get moldy. So therefore, they had to make it cracker-style. It's not a halachic sahiris at all. So then after that very convincing argument why it's totally mutter, he says, but you shouldn't do it because al tito sharasi mecha, and how do we know? Maybe, really it is based on some sort of a zahiris, and I'm afraid of new things. So therefore he says, He doesn't want to do it. For a person who has a medical condition and he cannot eat the harder matzahs, he says, try to anyway just have a small kazayis of the Ashkenazim. But if you can't do that, so then he says, he thinks it's really mutter. He's really mutter to have the Sephardim matzahs. Rav Schechter has a letter where he writes just simply, basically the same, more or less the same arguments in much less detail, more or less the same arguments as Rav Asher Weiss. He also mentions a Mishnah Berurah at the end of Tav Pei Vav, where he's talking about shiurim. Do you have to like crush the matzah to equal your kazai? So if there's a big air pocket, then yeah. Otherwise, the Mishnah Berurah writes, even if it's soft and spongy, you don't have to be mima'ech in order to equal a kazai. So Rav Schechter writes, apipashas, it's not really considered a minog of Ashkenazim to have it so thin and hard like we have, and he thinks that it's not a problem at all for an Ashkenazi to have a Sephardi matzah. So I mentioned the different approaches. Have a wonderful day, and please take a moment to stack a few chairs on your way out.